Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Beijing with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Chinese support for Russia was a major topic. Beijing gives Russia components for weapons, but says it does not directly send weapons. Here's Blinken speaking to Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep.
One of the things that I shared with our Chinese colleagues is that at the very same time that they're trying to develop better relations with Europe, they can't be doing that while at the same time helping to fuel what is the biggest threat to Europe's security since the end of the Cold War. Now, we've already taken steps ourselves. We're prepared to do more if China's not prepared to act to curb this activity.
Now, China's foreign ministry says it's hypocrisy for the U.S. to support Ukraine while calling out China for trading with Russia. Let's bring in longtime China watcher Bonnie Glaser. She is managing director of the Indo-Pacific program at the German Marshall Fund. Bonnie, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
We just heard Secretary Blinken talk about China's support for Russia against Ukraine, reportedly providing drones, semiconductors, buying Russian oil. Can Washington really do anything to stop this backing of Beijing?
Well, there have already been reports that the United States is preparing some sanctions that they could impose on Chinese banks. Not all Chinese banks are facilitating transactions with Russia. There are regional banks that are conducting these kinds of transactions in other currencies, including China's yuan. But the major banks, yes, if the U.S. decided to sanction them, then these banks actually would try to stop those kind of transactions and limit their exposure because they would not want to lose access to the international financial system.
This has been reported as a dressing down, quote unquote, that Blinken gave some of his Chinese counterparts. Do you read anything in his tone on this issue?
I do. I think that Secretary Blinken's message of if China doesn't act, then we will, is really a very clear message that the Chinese contribution to the strengthening of and reconstitution of Russia's defense industry is unacceptable. It is enabling the prosecution of the war against Ukraine. Some of the information he may have shared about Chinese companies that are engaging in this activity, United States expects that Beijing will take action against them. And if not, sanctions may be forthcoming.
Xi Jinping, for his part, used some fairly blunt phrasing, too. He warned Blinken against vicious competition, and the Chinese foreign minister slammed what he called endless measures by the U.S. government to suppress China's economy. What are they talking about? Are they talking about the Biden administration's export controls limiting the sales of, say, key semiconductors that Chinese companies can really use?
Yes, I think there's been many statements made by Xi Jinping that suggest that the actions that the Biden administration is taking to limit very advanced semiconductors from getting to China. This is something that the Chinese are quite concerned about.
For Xi Jinping, of course, the question of Taiwan is also central. Congress, we know, just passed an aid package with billions of dollars for Taiwan. Wang Yi, the Chinese foreign minister, warned Blinken about China's red line on Taiwan. We know this is a potential flashpoint in the world. As you see it, are tensions going up over Taiwan?
Well, the fact that Congress has passed a bill and that President Biden has signed supporting another round of weapons for Taiwan, this is going to continue, and the Chinese don't like it. The Chinese see now that there's going to be, of course, a transition in the leadership in Taiwan. This will take place on May 20th. I think that they are concerned that there could be some actions taken by the new Taiwan president that they oppose. I think this is a time that Xi Jinping is focused on domestic problems at home, especially economic headwinds. And I believe that he doesn't want a crisis in the Taiwan Strait, and he would like the United States to help keep things on an even keel.
Do you sense, for all of these challenges we've just talked about, a kind of stability in the relationship. You know, 10 months ago when Blinken visited China, the Chinese spy balloon had come over the U.S. The militaries were not talking to each other.
I think the two countries have achieved fragile stability in the relationship, and Xi Jinping has some buy-in in preserving this stability, at least for the time being. The two countries are talking. They are trying to address issues like the chemical precursors that are coming from China going to Mexico and ending up in fentanyl in the United States. Mm-hmm. But it remains to be seen whether these two countries can actually cooperate effectively because distrust is so high and the competition is intensifying. But as Secretary Blinken has said, when you have tense competition, you need to have intense diplomacy.
Bonnie Glaser is Managing Director of the Indo-Pacific Program at the German Marshall Fund. Bonnie, thank you again.
Thanks again.